Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Comedian Vince Barry in studio.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Vince.
Mickey Mouse is wanted by police.
Good.
Oh, no.
That time.
Someone in a Mickey Mouse costume is wanted by the police in Italy after reportedly threatening tourists with a knife.
The mouse gone bad.
I'll cut you.
I'm going to cut you, you son of a bitch.
That's it, the money.
Terrified tourists have taken to social media to warn others on the street about this Mickey with a knife.
Right. Mickey with a knife. How you doing?
Pictures and videos shared on social media show the Magic Kingdom mascot posing for photos with smiling tourists, but all is not as it seems.
Oh. Uh-oh.
They're hostages.
Right.
This happens at...
Times Square.
Times Square.
Yeah, with the people in costumes, yeah.
Spider-Man or whatever. You take a picture, then they ask you for money.
Right.
They don't say it's $3 for a picture.
Right, and all of a sudden it's like, hey,
take
$20.
A picture, then they start following you.
Yep.
Get out of here.
Yes. Kind of tough, though. You can outrun a mouse costume, right? I hope. That big head.
Someone should start doing that to celebrities. Hey, can I take a picture?
Right.
Oh, sure. All right, that'll be $5.
Right.
What? I'm the famous person.
Right.
Tourists unwilling to pay for photos have reported being threatened by the character, one claiming he pulled a knife on them.
Right. Little mouse ears on it.
How do you hold a knife with three fingers?
Seriously.
Right. Don't act effing goofy. Give me money.
Oh, it's not. I don't know if you saw the picture. It's not even a good Mickey.
Yeah.
Really?
It's not even good.
Wow.
Oh, it's like a Morky Mouse costume from Alibaba or Wish.
Yeah, they do enough to make it look like Mickey, but it's not quite Mickey.
Yeah, it's probably Mickey Rat. Yep.
They're calling him Extortion Mickey Mouse.
Nice.
Yeah, he's got a yellow bow tie, and he's got like a matador type of hat on.
It wasn't
not
yellow originally.
Yeah.
Mickey's got problems.
Only now I have discovered that he goes around with a knife and takes it out on anyone who doesn't want to give him money. Thank God we escaped. Hey. That's a quote from one of the victims.
I'll cut you like cheese.
I feel like you could just take the mascot head and turn it around
and
then run.
Exactly.
They can't see you.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's hard to be fast in a mascot costume.
I was going to say,
you can't run very fast.
Yeah, if you can't run a Mickey costume, come on, forget about it.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, you deserve to get robbed.
Right.
just give the money.
Just go through a really tight space. You can't get through it.
Yeah, head down an alleyway in Italy.
Right.
Sure.
Oh, this picture is so small. I was trying to zoom in to see more details, but...
Quote, we cannot allow people like this to act undisturbed in the tourist area of the city, damaging the image of Naples and creating a climate of fear between citizens and visitors.
They're going to set an actual trap for him.
Wow.
Yeah, giant mouse trap. Squash.
So they don't need like a permit or anything. They could just walk out there.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like. They don't even know who this guy is.
Yeah, and that's in Times Square. They don't have permits.
None.
No.
Nope.
I saw like the grungiest Spider-Man. Like, oh my God, where have you been shooting your web?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's out of shape.
God. It's like he's been wearing it for months without washing it, you know?
It's really cigarette butts.
Just like subway seat butt. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
The Grinch looks like Oscar the Grouch.
Right.
It's like this guy got sprayed with New York City slush too many times.
Yeah, the salt's dripping off.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of them is a whore.
I think she's just there. Right.
I'm not with them.
Right.
I wonder how much they make in a day.
Enough that they're standing out there.
For real.
Yeah.
For years now. It's been a long time, at least at Times Square.
At least $100 probably.
Yeah.
They do it in Vegas, too.
Yeah.
Chaz and I were walking through Old Vegas, and some showgirls were like, you want to take a picture?
Okay.
I'm like, okay.
Sure.
Stupid.
Oh, no. What did they charge you?
You know, they just started hitting me up for money.
Okay.
And I only had a 10, so right. I was like...
Here
you go.
Have at it.
Here, just leave me alone.
Right.
Yeah. And then they were coming in for more money, and Chaz, like, you know, he lives there, so he's like, yeah.
Right.
Go away.
They're like seagulls of French fries.
Yeah.
McDonald's
I was
lot.
The French fry, and they were like all over me. And Chaz chased them off.
What happens if you only have a card on you?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, they take Venmo now, I bet.
Right.
I'm not sending. No, you no, can't no. have my Venmo. No, get out of here.
You don't want to know where to swipe the card.
Get away from me.
Yeah.
See, the picture would have been after they asked me for money. That right. would have been the better right. picture. Like, what?
Right. He's angry.
Like, I have a picture where I'm smiling with them. Right. But like seconds later, I'm like, what? That's the better picture.
I like it.
Do you looking in your wallet disappointed?
Four showgirls with knives waiting.
Right.
That's great.
He looks kind of rough.
Well, it's old Vegas.
Right.
Constipated man says a United pilot yanked him out of the bathroom for taking too long.
Oh, well.
This is a 20-year-old guy from New Jersey. He's suing United Airlines, claiming a pilot yanked him out of the bathroom for taking too long. It happened January 28th while flying home from a trip to Mexico.
They'll eat peanuts.
Usually it's the opposite of constipation.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which was cheese, yeah.
A flight attendant woke up his friend from a nap and told him to go check on him because he had been in the bathroom for 20 minutes.
Wow. Mm. That is a long time to plane, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The guy yelled through the door that he was fine, just constipated.
Oh.
They have constipated in capital letters here.
That's how he yelled it.
So they left him alone
right.
for like another 10 minutes, but then the pilot got involved.
Yeah, half hour plane. Come on, forget
that's,
about it.
That's
yeah,
a long
time. That's
way
too long, yeah.
Not considerate.
Yeah.
According to the lawsuit, the pilot started screaming and demanding him come out immediately.
Right there.
That would worry me a little bit if the pilot's screaming.
Yeah. Right.
Like, what's
Get out of there! Get out of there! Get out of there! What? What's going on?
And then you hear he's screaming at the bathroom. You're like, what's wrong with this pilot?
Yeah, really.
I mean, it yeah. happens. Yeah. I've been stuck. It's awful.
Right.
You don't want that to happen on a plane, but like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
Go before you leave.
The pilot broke the door.
Oh.
Oh, this poor guy.
Occupado.
The guy's pants were down.
Oh, no.
Well, how do you poop? Well, you yeah. keep your pants on?
Not easy.
But he didn't give him an opportunity to pull them up.
Right.
Sounds like he did. He was yelling at him.
They were down around his ankles. His junk was on full display. He says the pilot, flight attendants, and several passengers all got a good view of it.
Oh, nice. They're blue from the water. What is that, Smurf down there? What is that?
Those toilets flush with such force. If there's like an elderly person on that toilet and yeah. you flush it, they're getting sucked down.
You cannot flush it while you're sitting
on
it.
No. Yeah. Just head and shoulders.
It'll suck your intestines out.
Right. Yeah, right? Your dinner next week will come out.
You wind up in Narnia.
He and his friend got handcuffed and escorted off the plane.
Oh, what did the friend do? On. What the hell happened?
Accomplice.
I'm back around on this guy's side.
Airport cops put them in holding cells.
Oh, my God.
He's been holding the whole time.
But eventually released them without filing charges. So they're both suing, claiming they were treated unfairly. They also claim the pilot talked about them being Jewish.
Oh.
And made anti-Semitic remarks. The jury will decide if they deserve to get paid or not, and if so, how much.
Right. Buy some laxative.
It's the worst when a public bathroom is just completely unavailable because one person's in there, though.
Yeah.
For that too is the long. Worst.
I have fun on the plane. Forget about it.
I've been on those trains.
Yeah, the pilot's got to go sometime.
You know, and you're coming from Mexico, too.
Right,
there's a lot of people who have to go.
Yes.
Yes.
A lot of people who aren't constipated.
Right. The rest of traffic's flowing freely, yes.
Well, David Blaine is here, but you can't see him.
Oh.
Because he's doing a trick.
Right.
You can't hear him either.
No.
Oh.
Yeah,
he's
doing a trick on us.
He's good.
This is like some kind of a disappearing act.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my reach behind my ear. Wait, there he is. Just kidding.
AJ did just reach behind his ear,
I
too.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of the illusion.
And David Blaine was supposed to be on the show, but, you know, he's a, would you call him a magician, a mentalist, an endurance artist?
Yeah.
An endurance artist. That's interesting.
Yeah. Mm.
It's funny because he became like the Evel Knievel almost.
Yeah, like the stunt guy.
The magician.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to do something that's so remarkable, and I'm going to do it live on television, and things could go horribly wrong.
Yeah. At any second.
Yeah.
This can all go very badly.
Lived under ice.
Right. What was that?
On the sidewalk or something, right?
Yeah. I remember he was
that was outside of...
encased in ice.
Frozen in time.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
That was in 2000.
Yeah.
He performed a stunt called Frozen in Time, where he attempted and failed to stand in a large block of ice located in Times Square,
right,
New York City, for 72 hours. It was covered on TV. He was lightly dressed and appeared to be shivering even before the blocks of ice were placed around him. A tube supplied him with air and water while his urine was removed from another tube. He was encased in the box of ice for 63 hours, 42 minutes, and 15 seconds. Hey, that's a win.
That's a long shot.
A weekend at my house.
And then he was removed with a chainsaw.
Wow.
The ice was transparent and resisting. Yeah, that's a win for me. All right, you didn't make 72, but you made 63 hours.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Pretty close.
Right, and like, he's just standing the whole time. There's no chair in there. He's not sleeping.
No phone to look like sit there and go through.
Right, exactly.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Boredom. It wasn't like suspended midair also one time.
Yeah, there was one he stood, like he was standing on a thing on like a big tightrope or like a high up thing, and he wasn't allowed to sit, and like every so often they sent like electric shocks up the thing and like really messed him up. Yeah.
Damn.
They did the balloon one recently.
That was
where he went up into
crazy.
The atmosphere.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then he had to like shoot down, he had like a little BB gun to like shoot the balloons to make his descent.
That was the crazier thing. Yeah. The descent was crazier.
Right. And there's that card trick he did, it was pretty cool.
He was drowned alive in 2006.
Damn. Mm.
It lasted 7 days and involved a submersion in an 8-foot diameter water-filled sphere containing saline.
Oh.
In front of the Lincoln Center in New York City.
That's the one I remember. Mm. That was the one where he was like in the sidewalk in like a coffin almost, but he was under the water.
Right.
I couldn't even just lay that still.
Seriously,
that long.
Yeah. Just one of those tricks is impressive.
No, you know what's funny? Because Wiggy was inspired to do something. He was going to do something like David Blaine.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to do it for like 24 hours or something.
Yeah.
And I think it lasted like 5 minutes. And he got wigged out.
Yeah.
And I think he asked Lappy to step in for him.
Right. Mm.
Man.
Yeah, I think we're going to be immersed in that tequila bottle.
Yeah.
So David's sleeping in, or a trick went horribly wrong last night.
Oh, no.
And we have a lead story here.
David Blaine was
attempting something last night. Didn't work out.
Right.
Cut in half by a giant saw.
Right.
Missing this morning.
Try to find the phone. Nope. Maybe call the guy Steven in Los Angeles accidentally. The other guy did.
Right.
Wow.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Nicole's mother. Where's your son? Is this Blaine?
Do I know you?
That mom sounds rough.
You know, I hate these guys. I just hate these guys. I really do. I swear to God.
Can't make them disappear.
I swear to God, I hate them. Yep. I mean, like, I know hate's a strong word, but I hate them.
Right. All that prep.
You know, I should move on, but I'm just so mad at him. Right. I want to trash him for a couple minutes.
Really?
We're trying to promote a stupid show that no one's going to watch.
Right.
Okay? You're like 20 years past your prime.
Right.
Yeah. Wake the F up.
Right.
And call the goddamn radio station. Don't do this. You know what's going to happen? A quarter after, we're going to go to spots and move on to dumbass news. Like, oh, David Blaine's on the phone.
Yeah, well, make him disappear.
Hello.
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 Now I'm hoping that he sticks those knives up his nose and then hiccups.
Too far.
Or trips.
Right. I can't get into my nose.
Yeah, he sneezes in the middle of the trick.
No, can you imagine, like, you're outside doing this and then, like, a bird hits you in the face?
Hold on, here he is.
I'm going to jump right on.
Hello, Chaz and AJ.
Okay, David will be with us in one sec. He's just getting it together. I'm going to put you through.
1 second.
Is he, like, captured in a tomb or something?
I don't know. Yeah, you'd think he'd be able to get out of that thing. I'm going to just put you through. He's going to be surprised because he doesn't know he's going to be live on the air.
Oh. Okay.
Hello.
Okay, have the station ready.
Hi, guys. Okay, hang on 1 sec.
You
sound different, Dave.
We have nothing going on here.
Hey, guys.
Hey, David.
Right here. There you go, guys.
How's it going?
Good. How are you? Would you just wake up?
No. I was just running around, but I'm here.
Good. Gotcha. Good. I thought like maybe you got like stuck inside of a coffin or something somewhere or hanging upside down.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on. Thanks for getting up. Yeah. Very excited about this 6-part series, David Blaine, Do Not Attempt.
Yeah, I will not.
It's on Disney Plus and Hulu. I think episode 1 ran last night, and you were in Brazil.
Yeah, last night was Brazil, and they also are doing Southeast Asia, which was Thailand and Indonesia.
Well, Brazil's rough. Even the waxing hurts.
So those episodes were probably, you know, I'd say of all six, those two kind of were like the perfect starting point because they, you know, so India is amazing, but it's also really scary and intense, and there's so much going on that you have to like cover your eyes. Whereas Brazil, Southeast Asia, to me, there was a few bits that were a little hard to watch. There's a lot of stuff that's Do Not Attempt, obviously, but there's also like I think it's less. It's not as intense and difficult. Like, you know, the sure things could go wrong, but that one really felt like a travelogue, you know, traveling around, meeting amazing people and trying to learn little bits and pieces here and there.
So you go to these countries and you're doing stuff and the people from the country are doing stuff as well?
They're teaching you?
Yeah, it's basically we were on a mission searching for these people around the world that I consider to be magicians, not in the traditional sense of the word, but doing things with their bodies or doing things that shouldn't be possible. Things that normally wouldn't very often be celebrated, so we're highlighting what they do and kind of featuring it and celebrating their skills. And at the same time, I'm trying to learn a little bit of what they do, and that learning curve is something I normally hide, but I'm that's the part that we share.
Yeah.
And it's definitely awkward and embarrassing, and I'm falling on the ground, and I'm messing up, and I, you know, I'm nervous and screaming and running away.
Yeah.
So like, I'm the audience to the magician as opposed to the other way around.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I like that.
I saw on the trail you're kissing a cobra. What's up with that? You were kissing a cobra?
Yeah, there's somebody named Fitz who's a Debus practitioner, and he lives in Indonesia, but in Indonesia they don't have an anti-venom for the king cobra.
Oh Lord!
So we brought Fitz. He had never actually traveled, but he's so good at it that he doesn't really need the anti-venom because he's not going to get bitten by the king cobra. But I certainly would have. So I needed time to learn how to train him, and we took him to Thailand, and you'll see the first shots of me learning are like there's a weird building in the background, and it's not like the most beautiful place in Thailand, obviously, but the reason why is because I'm doing it right next to a hospital, so it's like a hospital within a 1 minute sprint, you know, because I was that concerned. Anyway, as I started to learn, and I worked with some of the people I trust, and started to develop this ability, then we went to this really beautiful place in Thailand, and that's where I did the kiss.
Wow. Of all the different stunts you've done over the decades, and you've done some, like if one person did one of them, they'd be remembered forever. Yeah. You've done dozens. Is there one that you thought, I think I might die, this might be it?
Wow, that's a really good question. So believe it or not, that was in this series. Because normally when I do my stunts, I train each stunt for about 2 years, and then I go and I do the stunt. But I already know the outcome. I already have the safety team. And if worst case scenario happens, I start to black out underwater, or the starvation becomes too big that I collapse, or whatever it is, they can pull me out and rescue me. It's not like, you know, you're living on the edge and you're doing a stunt that everything can go wrong. For this show, there was a few instances. The King Cobra was the first one where I felt like, oh, if I'm bitten, that's it. That's game over.
Oh, damn.
And there was one other Yeah, and then there was another instance in South Africa where the guy teaching me, who's phenomenal, his name is Neville, but he basically wants to show people that they don't need to attack snakes or run away and scare them, that if they encounter the deadliest snake in all of Africa, Black Mamba, you just need to remain still. But he's lost his leg, so he has one leg from a snake rescue, and he was in a coma.
No, man. Two times.
It's not a good endorsement for his skills,
yeah. And he's teaching us.
And he sits in a small room meditating with six wild Black Mambas before he releases them back into the wild. And I watched him, and it was even just watching him, knowing that I may even possibly think about getting in just for a short period of time. My Apple Watch, my heart rate was jumping up to 127, which is not normal for just standing there watching something.
Yeah.
And then eventually I sat in this small enclosure with them, and there was, you know, the Black Mambas, and one came pretty close, and I looked at him, and I was like, can I get out of here now?
Man.
Yeah. I think he said something to me. He said something to me on air, like when we're sitting there and I'm next to him, and he looks at me and goes, you have balls like a camel. And that made me even more upset and worried.
Yeah, like, I should be more nervous than I am right now.
Or did it bite me for an infliction?
And then he said, don't worry. If it comes, I'll take the hit. And I was like, get me out of here now.
Now. Seriously, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Wow.
No, but you can't. You cannot leave until they're away and they're not interested in you. Because if you do any abrupt movement, they'll attack. And
you're done. Yeah.
That was probably the scariest thing I've ever done in my life.
Can you imagine if your Apple Watch, your alarm went off?
Right.
by accident.
Right. A friend calls.
Yeah.
It's more like the vibrations that get them. It's not really like a sound like that. It's more like the moves and things like that are what they're very sensitive to, I believe.
Oh, this sounds like a great show. You think about this, of his entire career, David Blaine, all the things he's done.
Yeah.
This show, he's encountered multiple times where he thought, this could be it.
Exactly. Could be the end. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like a great show. Thanks for coming on, man. 6-part series, David Blaine, Do Not Attempt. It's on Disney Plus and Hulu. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We went a couple minutes over because he started a couple minutes late. I don't want to screw up everyone who's, in line after me.
No, of course not. Yeah. No, I'm not kissing cobras. I'm not.
No. So sorry.
Yeah.
Somebody else can try.
And the trailer's also like setting himself on fire and like jumping off a bridge and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, none of this. I'm like, no.
Right.
Yeah.
If you have the choice of like doing what he does and having all his money or not doing it and have your money.
Yeah. I'm going mine.
Right. Take that drafty window.
It was like such a stupid amplified.
That's right.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
Comedian Vince Barry in studio.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning, everybody.
He's performing his very first show in New York City.
Hey, nice. Hey.
Yes. Comic Strip Live.
Awesome.
Upper East Side, 2nd Ave, next
April
Thursday.
April 3rd.
Yay.
Good for you.
Thank you, guys.
We're rooting for you.
On stage, licking a deodorant stick.
Right. That's my closer now.
Yeah, kissing the cobra.
Man nearly electrocuted while allegedly stealing copper wiring.
Oops.
Do we have the news story?
Breaking overnight, an attempt to steal copper wiring caused a man to suffer severe burns and a high-voltage electrical shock in northeast Philadelphia. It set off a significant power outage for more than 1,000 customers as well.
Well, hold on. Jeez. Let's go around the room. Does anyone feel bad for this guy, Adrian?
No, because you're stealing something.
Vince?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Ruth?
Karma.
Yep.
Phil?
I didn't, but then I saw the remains of like some of what he was wearing, and I'm like,
Oh, really?
That was worth it.
Don't steal it.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Not electrician installing it. You know?
Brian, feel bad or no?
Not really, but that backpack looked rough.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Action News reporter Corey Davis is live in the Satellite Center with the latest. Good morning.
Tim, good morning. Police are telling us that that man will have to be airlifted to another hospital because he was so badly burned all over his face and entire upper body while trying to steal that copper wiring. I want to give you a look there at the transformer box that PICO crews are now working to repair. Police say the man, believed to be in his 30s or 40s, broke into the box at around 10:30 last night by cutting the lock. The box is next to the KFC that's being torn down along Roosevelt
KFC.
Boulevard.
This is the dumbest guy. He broke open an electrical box?
Right. A locked.
By the KFC. Yeah. Kentucky Fried Criminal.
Yes. God, I was trying to think of the C and he got it. That's such a good one.
Nice.
Crook.
Okay.
Torn down along Roosevelt Boulevard between Welsh Road and Grant Avenue. The high voltage wiring the man cut was still active and resulted in a fire around the transformer box. Police say he knocked out power to 1,500 homes and businesses in the area.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a lot of electricity going through one human body.
But luckily, you can still see him through the darkness.
That's right.
Just look for the glow over there. There he is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there security footage of this happening? That
amazing.
Would be something to watch.
I think he shorted the system.
Well,
yeah.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Brian was saying they had the image of just like what was left of the backpack that he was wearing.
Yeah.
Like he was going to obviously put all the stuff that he got in.
Yeah.
And it looked like an overdone chicken nugget.
It was the world's biggest game operation.
Oh my God.
Don't touch his eyes.
Wow.
And that was the backpack.
Yeah.
That's the backpack.
That's not his internal organs.
Damn.
I want to see his socks.
Right.
Oh my God.
They're dust.
The electrical current always goes out your feet.
Yeah.
Grounded.
So it blows your shoes off.
It does.
And burns holes right in your socks.
You think for a second we saw this whole skeleton like, wah, wah. Like the cartoon.
Oh, like Home Alone? Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Harry, yeah.
Wow. That had to smell bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Just like crispy human.
Right.
I like that whoever came to investigate saw the backpack. They're like, no, don't touch that.
Right.
Let the news cameras see this
first. Actually,
right.
KFC to be extra crispy human.
Which must be, yeah.
And is now suffering from very serious third degree burns.
Although the victim is in critical condition with burns to his face, neck, shoulders, chest, arms, and hands, he's still very lucky because at this time he's still alive. It appears that
this
individual may have been trying to steal copper.
And this is the second time this week police say someone was nearly electrocuted while trying to steal copper. The action cam got video of a man's charred backpack and shoes Tuesday morning at Frankfort and Torsdale Avenues
shoes.
In the city's Frankfort section.
If I walk away.
Yeah.
So if you're electrocuted, that means you died.
Yeah.
At least to me, he was electrocuted.
Yeah.
So that must mean died.
It affected his heart rhythm for sure, because that electrical stuff is all,
Right.
No, but he said was almost electrocuted. I'm like, sorry, if that happens to me, you could call it electrocuted.
I was electrocuted.
Yeah, what size did you put with him?
If my shoe's blown off.
I want the mashed potatoes, please.
Yeah, you don't want the biscuit. It's too dry.
Electrocuted.
I want the gravy.
If my clothing is permanently spot welded to that sidewalk, you could just say I was electrocuted.
Right.
It's all right.
I'm wondering if he was holding a bucket of chicken, if he would have cooked it.
He would have cooked it, right. Right. Wow. Original recipe.
He's holding a frozen pizza. He's cooked, but the pizza's perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah, with a raw drumstick.
I'm sorry. You did this to yourself.
You did. Yeah, exactly. He was stealing.
Yeah, what if he is holding an ear of corn? What happens?
Right. Yeah.
I need to know.
It's ready to go.
Where's popcorn?
Get David Blaine back on. This is his next stunt.
This is episode 7.
Pop. Jiffy Pop time.
Yeah, if he was holding Jiffy Pop popcorn. just don't do these stupid things.
Right.
You know.
That's all you gotta do.
Police say he caught fire and was initially critically injured, rather, with third-degree burns. And just last month, police say these two men were seen on surveillance video hauling away a trash can filled with copper wire. Investigators say they stole the copper from the portal machine at Love Park. The portal connects parts of Europe to Philadelphia through a live feed and had only been open for 3 months when police say the men cut the wires. So the cost of copper, we've learned, has more than doubled in the last 5 years, and police say say right now, theft continues to be an ongoing problem.
So if you're holding a bottle of water, does it boil? It's like you could put a tea bag in there.
Yeah, a cup of coffee.
It's conducting, so it has to be it has to be a charge.
Right.
I think
I wonder what the temperature was. Like,
yeah.
I mean, third-degree burns.
Third-degree burns.
Yeah.
Critical condition. Yeah, I mean, he got cooked. For all intents and purposes, it's like you stuck that guy in the microwave for like 10 seconds.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the chocolate in his pocket melted.
Yeah. I think it'd be had your hot dogs, if you've ever had your hot dog explode in the microwave, that's what happened to this guy.
Right.
Wow.
Imagine if he had a hot dog in his pocket.
I can't stop cooked. Thinking about it now.
It would be cooked.
Dinner's on me.
If he had a nose piercing, it would have shot out like a bullet.
Oh, right. My God. It probably melted.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Fused to his face. Ugh.
Like his belt buckle.
Yep.
That probably melted.
Yep.
Oh, any kind of electronic device. If he had a cell phone.
Oh,
yeah. Oh man.
iPhone's toast.
Yeah.
Yep. Or really charged.
I'll never run out of battery.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.